Hi, we're here today with Jeannie Raddick, certified integrative health coach, board certified holistic nutritionist, and owner of Eat for Life. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Andrea, for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really glad you're here today to talk to us about healthy eating on a budget, because it makes me really sad when I hear people say that it's too expensive to eat in a wholesome, healthy way. And it was very interesting to me when I heard about your own story about how you came to all these money-saving ways to eat healthfully. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, my husband and I, we got married in the late 70s and decided we wanted to have a small farm. So we started homesteading, and we really didn't know what we were doing. So we were very self-taught, but we got chickens, so we had eggs. We had honey, so we had our own bees. Our neighbors supplied our milk. We made our own bread. We made yogurt from the milk. We made our own tofu. We made sauerkraut. It was just a challenge to really learn how to make all these things. And then we started canning, and we canned things from the garden. That was my priority, Andrea, staying home, giving my children healthy food, knowing it was going to impact their health. So it wasn't like I was tempted. It was my vision and it was my purpose. And so I really kind of liked the challenge. I'm kind of competitive. So to me, it was a challenge, to really make it work.
So over these 14 years of being a stay-at-home mom and refining your tips, you gleaned several that you were going to share with us today. Can you give us some of those?
Well, I think the biggest thing is planning. People don't make time to plan, and you have to plan just like you have to plan your financial budget. You have to plan your grocery budget. You have to figure out what you're going to purchase. You have to take an inventory of what you already have in your pantry and in your refrigerator so you can plan the next week's meals. And it's about 1 to 2 hours a week. And if you can find that time on the weekend to plan, make your list, go to the store and get the things you need. And then if you plaque 5 meals, and once a week we would always have must go, which meant everything in the refrigerator must go. And then, knowing that one night a week you might have a social event, or you might have something to go to where you're not cooking at home. The other thing that we did is, we were vegetarian, so most of our meals were plant-based. And I think that's really important because meat and dairy is very, very expensive, especially organic meat and dairy. And so you just have to really kind of focus more on the plant-based foods like rice and beans, which are not expensive. The other thing is I only bought things on sale. I never bought things that weren't on sale. Like I go to the grocery store and it's like, what's on sale this week? Well, that's what's for dinner. If it's not in season, you're not going to eat it. Like if you buy in season, things are so affordable. And we always had a garden. Even if you have a small bit of land or even a deck, you can always grow something. And so that was really, really important to always grow as much as you can, or go to a farmer's market and buy from the local grower. And then I would go to the local orchard and buy a bushel of peaches and then can them. Or I would go to I had my own tomatoes to can and green beans to freeze, but putting food up for the winter is really important.
That is so important. Absolutely.
Also, we're all busy. We run and we run and we go. But when you actually do have time to cook a meal, double the recipe and put some of it in the freezer, because it's not that much more money to double it as it is to pick an entirely new recipe. And then if your snacks are from the farmer's market or from your garden, that saves a lot of money, because snacks, things packaged in smaller amounts, packaged cereal, packaged crackers, little packaged, chips and all that, that really drives the price point up. So don't buy packaged food, as little as possible, and certainly not the snack size. Another thing parents complain about is that everyone has different food preferences. Everyone has different food allergies. So that makes it, you have to be a short order cook, and then you're buying lots of food or you're ordering out all the time. So we would do thematic meals. Like you do a Mexican meal and you would have tacos, and there'd be a corn tortilla or a flour tortilla. There'd be beans, or there'd be vegetables, there'd be cheese, and people could build it the way that they wanted to. Or you do a potato bar. And so we did that kind of thing. So then people could be picky, but you're still around the same theme, and that would cut down the cost and the time. It's made a difference, and it's really, my children now are all adults. They all eat healthy. They raise their kids the same way. It's really exciting to see that you can eat healthy if it's your priority.
And the fact that you utilized all of these tips is just amazing. And we're going to go ahead and share these on WVTF.org and put them on Facebook so our listeners can review them and start incorporating them into their own lives.
Great.
So thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew.